Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen. This is Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. We're excited about you being with us. But guys, I'm more excited because our special guest tonight is LaShawn. She's coming on, ladies and gentlemen, after some announcements. Hey, she's an intuitive coach, author and speaker, and she specializes in helping women. We're going to be talking about her book. We're going to be talking about her white towel messages. And a lot more. I can't wait to hear from LaShawn, ladies and gentlemen. So get ready. And I want you guys to tweet out, fax out, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, Instagram, Pinterest, all points north, guys. If you're on social media right now or listening later right now, I love it. The number 347-843-4559. The call-in number is 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that call-in number, of course, you can go online and listen as well, 347-843-4559. Hey, some people say, hey, what's Power Connections all about? Hey, guys, we simply connect you with powerful people like LaShawn, ladies and gentlemen, who's a mover and a shaker. She is intuitive, truth coach, author, speaker. We're going to be talking about all that tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Can't wait for you to hear from her. But also, too, want to get those websites out, too. We're going to be doing that periodically throughout the show. IamNotAnOption.com. That's one of her websites. IamNotAnOption.com. And LaShawn McQuarrie. We'll give you that spelling in a minute. LaShawn McQuarrie.com. And LaShawn is spelled LaShawn. McQuarrie is called MCCRARY.com. That's LaShawn McQuarrie, ladies and gentlemen, .com, and IamNotAnOption.com. And if she has any other information for us, she'll give this out to us a little later on as well. So thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections on the Global Network. And we thank you again for getting your time today with us. And we're going to get started, guys. We got to get started because LaShawn's busy. Everybody's busy. So, guys, one thing I want you to do right now, if you're in your Learjet, right, if you're in your Learjet or your Bentley, I want you to put your hands together for LaShawn because she's coming on right now. I'm opening up her mic. LaShawn, what's up? How you doing there, sister?
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Good to hear your voice today. How are you? What's going on with you?
Oh, I am wonderful. Everything is going on.
Exactly.
But it's all good. So I'm happy.
It is all good. Exactly. I'm sure it's by design. So, you know, stuff just don't happen. So we make things happen as well, don't we? So we're excited about that.
That's absolutely.
Amen. Hey, our special power guest, Lady Jones LaShawn. She's an intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker. She specializes in helping women and anybody that will listen. So you guys need to listen up tonight as well. So I'm going to be listening, taking notes. I know that for sure, LaShawn. You know, I love it. Well, great. Well, LaShawn, we always give our guests some time to open up, just a little opening monologue there. Anything you'd like to say to the network just before we get started? Just anything you'd like to say to everybody?
Wow. Great question. First of all, welcome and thank you for listening to today's show. I'm honored to be here. And let's see, what's on my heart to share with all of you right now? Know that you are worthy and know that you are enough. And we'll be talking about different things during the show and that, you know, hopefully those words actually mean enough to you in and of themselves. But, I just think that in this day and age with everything that's going on and social media and just everything, that sometimes I think that people forget just how valuable that they are. So again, know that you're worthy, know that you are enough, and know that you matter.
Absolutely. What great wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. You better recognize LaShawn is in the house. Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for that, LaShawn. Yeah, there's a lot going on. We've been talking a lot about mindset too, LaShawn, and seeing people's mindsets are going different ways lately.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, of course, but we're gonna talk probably a little bit about that as well. But one thing, LaShawn, before we get started, you know what we got to talk about. We got to talk about that recent union. Woo-hoo! That marriage. You got to tell us something about that, because the last time I saw you, you were working on it.
I was engaged and I just got married a little over a month ago now in April.
Hallelujah.
April 4th. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we got married. We got married in Tuscany, Italy. Beautiful wedding, small group.
Yeah.
We went over there. Yeah, we did. We had a really nice Italian kind of, we called it a wedding tour. So we started off in Rome.
We went to
the Tuscany area. We went to Bologna.
Yeah.
And we went to Venice. So, yeah, Woo. We traveled around a little bit. And it was awesome. It was really wonderful.
Yeah.
So
I'm
very grateful.
Wow. LaShawn, who booked that for you guys? I got to find out about that. Well, that's a nice trip there. Let me know who booked that later.
Yes, I most certainly do. And actually, I'll share it with everybody.
And
I can't think of Martha's last name. It's funny.
Okay.
I was communicating with this lady every 5 minutes, but her website is Your Travel Planner. Martha Dockery. That's it. D-O-C-K-E-R-Y. Martha Dockery. And I believe it's Your Travel Planner, but I will find it before the end of the show.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's
so
pretty
that
good. Yeah.
Everybody, she does all kinds of destination trips.
Absolutely.
So, she's a great travel agent.
Well, that's wonderful. LaShawn, what was your colors? What colors did you wear?
You know what? We stuck with the traditional black and white. Husband now was actually the person that decided he wanted to go to Italy. He said that he wanted to go to the backdrop for the picture. So
we just
did the traditional black and white. His tux had the tails on it and everything.
Yeah.
You know, we went really old school with it. And it was beautiful. So, that's what we did. And everybody kept asking me, what's the colors? And I was like, colors for what?
Exactly.
You know, I was like, no, we did the traditional black and white.
Wow. And I know you are beautiful and are a beautiful bride today. So thank you so much, LaShawn, for sharing that. I'm so proud of you. And we knew it was coming. And we just want to give you another shout out, LaShawn.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club. Amen. Well, LaShawn, you know, we're going to be talking about two things tonight and probably anything else that comes to your mind, but specifically we'll be talking about your book, I Am Not an Option, which is awesome. We want to kind of get an update on that, and then we're going to move into some audio and then some comments and so forth about the white towel message, which is awesome.
Woohoo! Right. Thank you.
Those are so cool. And I tell you, you got to take notes, ladies and gentlemen, on these. Matter of fact, I'm going to give a plug real quick. You guys, IamNotAnOption.com is the website for the book. But also, too, I want you to go to YouTube right now. If you're online, of course, you can even get it on your phone. But go to YouTube right now and type in the white towel message and make sure LaShawn is on there as well. Make sure her name is there, LaShawn.
Yeah.
And then the white towel message, okay? It's going to blow you away, guys. Take notes. Matter of fact, you could probably teach your kids something before they go to bed tonight on those kind of messages. You know what I'm saying, LaShawn? They were that good. They're really that good. People should go to bed with that, some of those nuggets there. So thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, our wonderful intuitive truth coach, author, speaker, and specializing in helping women. LaShawn's with us. All right. Hey, LaShawn, let's talk about the book. I Am Not an Option. Where's it at? How's it going? What's the update since our last time we talked?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Kevin, because for a minute, I was wondering if my work with the book was done. Mm. And then I kept having these conversations with women, and I was realizing that my work was far from done, and God really began to put it on my heart to, of course, get the Push the White Towel videos, because I originally should have started them in 2018, but come the beginning of this year, I said, okay, I'm going to surrender to that, and I started it, and so I got the videos going, so that's my weekly video series. Oh, and you guys can also get a link to that on both websites, so if you go to the websites, there'll also be a link that will take you directly there so that you can subscribe, and when you go, if you love it, please subscribe. I need
subscribers
to that channel, so make sure that you subscribe, and also make sure you sign up for the newsletter, because every week when I send you out a message, you will have a link to the new video. So in case you forget to go on YouTube, you'll get a reminder. So it was just really time for, and I realized that, so long as there are people, there will be relationships, and so long as there are relationships, there will be problems. And I have to continuously, tap into that and be willing to help people. So that made me think about it. And I said, you know what? I need to go back in and I need to do this again. And it's almost as if I'm just rolling it out again a second time, even though the book is still under 2 years old. But I didn't get it to the place where it was meant to be. So that's where I'm taking this now.
That's fantastic. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to LaShawn on the Power Connection. She's our power player today and the rest of the month. She's intuitive truth coach, author, speaker, and specializes in helping women and the family also as well. And she has an awesome book titled I Am Not an Option. And it's the same for the website, IamNotAnOption.com. LaShawn, for those who are just coming new to the show, of course, and listening later on to the show, could you give a little overview of the book, how it got started, just a brief overview, and how you came to the title, I Am Not an Option? Because I tell you, there's a lot of folks out there, specifically women, they hurt you, man. They are hurting.
In the relationship,
I'm talking about women who want to be in good relationships, is my point here, ladies and gentlemen. I have some friends right now looking for, sometimes I can't even refer people to them, as far as men to date, ain't too many out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if you had that situation, but I was not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unless you have a certain standard, man, it's hard to say, no, I don't recommend that you do that today. So.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a kind of bring us up to speed for those who don't know about the book yet, but we'll be getting the book after they hear this wonderful show. Thank you.
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned about women's pain. That was initially what struck me. And really quickly, the story was I was riding around with a man who was, at that time, my boyfriend, who is now my husband. Had no idea that the relationship was going to get here. But I remember us riding around shortly after we had started dating, because he's very social media what's the word I'm looking for? He's on social media a lot. And so he was always savvy, not just savvy, he's very into it. You know, he's on all, you know, he's on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, you know, he's on everything. And he's on there, you know, every single day. So he was always posting pictures of us traveling together, enjoying our lives. And one day he began to get phone calls from other women that he had dated, and they wanted to know why her. And at first I was a tad bit taken back by the question, but you know, I asked him, you know, I said, well, what made them ask you that question? And he said, well, you know, all the women, well, his response to that, first of all, was that LaShawn was the only person that said she wanted a relationship. And since she came out and stated what she wanted, I gave it to her. She knew what she wanted. And so I asked the question, well, what was everyone else saying to you? And that's when he informed me that most of the women that he had dated in the years prior were just saying, oh, they were just down with whatever. They didn't need a relationship. And when he said that to me, I mean, I felt it in my spirit. And I was just like, this is not right, you know, because those same women that were saying they didn't want a relationship all of a sudden were upset when he was in it, which is a clear indicator that they really did want a relationship. When I felt my spirit just rise up, and I just remember saying to myself, we're not doing this anymore. And when I said it, I literally meant every woman on the face of the planet, we are not doing this anymore. Why are we showing up in life, getting into these relationships that we know we don't want, settling, you know, for these terms that are nowhere near our standards? Why are we doing this? And so it hit me. And I've never to this day, Kevin, I don't ever remember feeling anything the way that I felt that. And so the next day I sat down and I started writing a book. Now I had no intentions of writing a book at that time. You know, I was just, you know, out there, and I knew that eventually I would write another book, but I had no idea that it was going to happen and happen the way that it did. So when I sat down to start writing, I did not, writer's block, what's that? I mean, it was the most effortless thing I've ever done. I didn't need any motivation. I didn't need anybody to call me and, you know, be an accountability partner. All those things that people sometimes need when they start a new venture, I didn't need any of those. Because this book, it was done before I started. And I don't know if that if you get that, but it really was. It was never a question about whether or not I was going to finish this book. It was literally done before I started. So that just, you know, it really touched my heart. And
That's powerful, LaShawn.
And so I did.
Absolutely. That is it's close to, the only thing we can come close to is when women or anybody, we talk about birthing a baby. You know, when you know you're pregnant with the idea, in this case, you know it's got to come out. It's got to come out. I mean, it's a baby coming. So it's there. It's automatic. And the thoughts there, the idea is there. Yeah, it had to be birthed. That's just amazing. When you can just flawlessly sit down and start writing the whole, you know, film, movie to directing system. I mean, one night you write a whole film that makes $1 billion or something
and
like that.
And it just comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
It just comes out.
And, you know, and what was interesting, Kevin, is that originally when I sat down, I just thought that I would be writing a book about relationships and understanding men. And but then what I didn't expect was all the self-reflection that ended up coming out of the book and me sharing my own relationship faux pas. And I was like, ooh, because that was uncomfortable. But it, even as comfortable as it was, it did not stop me. I mean, I was literally sitting there like, oh my gosh, this is uncomfortable. And my fingers were just typing. It was as if my fingers knew the words. And it, you know, and I mean, and it really, and it literally, it just came through me. It, it really did.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe there, we are talking to LaShawn. Ladies and gentlemen, author, and we talk about the book right now. Ladies and gentlemen, IamNotAnOption.com is the wonderful website. IamNotAnOption.com. We talk to LaShawn, the author of this wonderful book. We're talking about the deep dive in and how it got started. She birthed this baby out, and it's a powerful book, ladies and gentlemen. We want you guys to order that book, read that book, study that book, and even do workshops. You can call LaShawn, but you can probably do your own workshop off of that book, ladies and gentlemen, if you read it well. I tell you, without a doubt. Wow, LaShawn, that's powerful. Yeah, we're so proud of you for getting it out, because some people hold stuff in, and they'd be working on it for 3 or 4 years, you know, trying to get it out.
Right, yeah, and just trying to get it out. But, yeah, but for me, it was something that I knew that I had to finish and I had to release. And you had even asked me about the title. And it was one of the last things to come. It was like the cover and the title were kind of difficult for me. But the title, I remember I learned years ago to write down all the chapters in your book and see what comes to you. And I did that, and that didn't work. And then I wrote down some power words, and that didn't work. And so finally it came to me to ask myself, what was it that I wanted women to pull from this book? Like, if I was to just like summarize it and give, you know, just one bullet point, what would it be? And so then all these different words started to come to me, and I remember writing them down on a sheet of paper, and then all of a sudden I pulled option, and I pulled not, and I pulled option, and I was just like, and it just came together, and I was like, ooh, I am not an option. And I was just like, whoa. And I felt it. You know, I did. Absolutely. I felt it. And I remember texting he was my fiance by the time that I was at this process in the book. And I remember texting him and saying, what do you think about this as a title for the book? And he was just like, I love it. You know, and I was just like, I think that's it. And you know, when I looked at the website and the URL was available, so I was like, that's it.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it, LaShawn. That's powerful. Yeah, that title is so much in there. And from a psychological standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, from a physical standpoint, there's so much deepness in there because of what we're seeing today in relationships that's missing. And people are just settling for stuff. And then they wonder why they have all these issues later on. And it's not easy to separate that because we're not taught how not to be an option. You know, we're really not taught that at all.
Right.
You gotta,
no, you we're know, not.
Yeah, you got to have that coming from your family, from your sphere of influence, you know, church maybe even. But sometimes you just have to figure it out after trial and error. And hopefully some people do, some people don't. But LaShawn, that I am not an option is perfect for the world today that needs to read this book. And we got to really, you know, I still see a play out of that. A play is amazing, man. A play would be really awesome, too.
I've heard you say,
man. That's a play right there.
Man, that's amazing.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know, and who knows what the future holds. But, you know, I just felt that I had a really important message. And I also want everyone to know, because in light of everything that's going on in the world right now, you have the Me Too and Black Lives Matter, and there are just so many, you know, very wonderful organizations. But I want everyone to know that what I am doing here, I am doing this from the place of love. This is not about bashing men, and in no place, Kevin's read it. There are several other men that have read it.
Absolutely.
It is not about bashing men. It is not about being angry. It is not about getting revenge. It's not about any of those things. It is about love, and it is about loving yourself so that you know how to be in a relationship, and so when you get in that relationship, you know how to love them, you know, and just have the proper balance that we need in our relationships.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the wonderful voice of LaShawn, intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker. She speaks to wonderful women all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also, too, we're talking about her book right now, guys, IamNotAnOption.com. IamNotAnOption.com, that's the book that she's released. Powerful book. Want to encourage everybody to order that book and also get on the website as well, IamNotAnOption.com, and let LaShawn know you're excited about the follow-ups, and she'll email you back and so forth as well, ladies and gentlemen, so do that. You know, one thing LaShawn wanted to ask you about, too, while we're on the book side of it right now, is that people are just excited about learning about themselves. You know, a lot of people are waking up, as you probably know. So the book is very timely. They are waking up with this Me Too. And, you know, we know all the issues that women have gone through and now are getting, freed up from in some areas, for sure. But there's an awakening going on across our nation, across the land, even in other countries, too, as well. And they're saying, hey, I am not an option. Now, sometimes it goes a little far. I'm going to say that. But y'all can call me on that one later. But most of the cases, people are waking up to say, hey, I do love myself, and I will not be an option like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I will not be treated a certain way. And so that's powerful. Any comment about that? How there's a rise in women's intelligence to know really who they are and how beautiful they are, how awesome they are, how intelligent they are, and they don't have to take anything less for anything. whether it's jobs, well, you know, relationships. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and, you know, first of all, I'm glad that many of these things are happening. It's unfortunate that some of this awakening is coming through so much pain.
Right.
But it really was time for things to begin to shift.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, so that people can heal. And I know a lot of people just want everybody to be arrested and serve time, and they just want people to know. But for me, it's about more than that. Because the only way that, you know, a cycle can end or stop is through awareness. And now that we've been made aware, we can do something about it. And so, you know, I really have a heart to help the, you know, even the offenders, you know, not just, you know, the people that have been victimized, but the offenders as well, because we've all heard this cliche a thousand and one times, hurt people hurt people. But I don't think that people really realize the magnitude of that statement. And that's all it is, you know, that hurt people hurt people, from R. Kelly to Michael Jackson to, you know, the Catholic priest, that, you know what I mean? And it goes on and on and on, where these people, through, you know, they experience their own pain. And then unfortunately, you know, the whole hurt people thing, it comes out. And so understanding that through love and healing and education that we can teach them, because, you know, I you know, I always say to people, there's another radio show that I do, Love Unlimited, and I'm always talking on there about people being accountable for the things that they say, especially to the youth, you know, the children in your family, and especially the teens. What are you saying to the boys about women? What are you saying to them about relationships and women, and you know, and how, and what are they watching you do? You know, are you saying one thing, you know, respect your mother, but then do you disrespect that same mother that you expect the child to respect? You know, so it really all comes full circle. And, you know, and it really is everybody doing their part, you know, because there's so many people that think, well, there's nothing that I can do. That's absolutely incorrect. You know, when you have the opportunity opportunity to talk to a child or a teenager, have nice conversations with them about relationships, about what you see, you know, what they're thinking when it comes. Because if not, if we're not doing it and we're not taking responsibility for it, and I'm really calling and talking to all the church folk out there, you know, they're being taught something. So what is it that you want them to, you know, to learn? Because they're watching TV and the videos and all everything that's being said on social media. So if we're not going to step in and teach and make sure that they hear our voices, everything that we don't want them to hear and we don't want them to learn, those things are simply going to magnify. So we have to have these conversations, but we also have to be willing to do it in a loving, non-judgmental, non-condemnation type of way. Because it's not just the message, it's the presentation. The presentation, you can have the best message ever, but if you don't know how to deliver it to your audience, it doesn't matter, because they're not going to receive it. And so, you know, I think that, you know, just some tweaks, you know, just a few tweaks, if we're willing to make these tweaks, that we can reach the generation. I know a lot of times people throw their hands up at the millennials, and sometimes I do too. I'll be quite honest with that. Like, oh, my goodness, you gotta be kidding me.
They're not listening.
But
y'all ain't listening.
All they're doing, well, but here's the thing. Who's teaching them? And what are they being taught? You know, even though I think it's great that, you know, we have so many superpower parents and, you know, and they have these great corporate jobs and they're doing all these things, but we can't leave the children behind. We need the children to grow. We have to make sure that we're teaching the children properly, because they are watching us. They're watching us value money more than family, more than relationships. You know, they're watching, you know, that one parent want to talk to the other parent, but I'm on the phone, or I have to answer a text, or they're on social media. They're watching all these things, and they're duplicating it. So we need to be very careful and say, hey, we're going to sit down, and we're going to have family time, and nobody's answering their phone.
Exactly.
You're not even allowed to bring it to the dinner table, you know, and it's just things like that. When we position ourselves, then we show them a different way of life.
Yes, yes, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the awesome voice of LaShawn. Ladies and gentlemen, she's on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. She's an intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker, ladies and gentlemen. She speaks women all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. She also, too, LaShawn, you know, I was excited about the title again, but ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, I Am Not an Option is going to help you. And you just heard a lot of wisdom come out of LaShawn on what the book can do for you, give you some conversation, give you some information on what to do differently. But, you know, one thing, LaShawn, it's all about taking action and taking a different direction. But nobody is really sitting down to analyze what's going on in the household, what's going on in the workplace. You know, they're not, everybody's thinking about it, but they're really not analyzing, well, maybe I need to go in another mm-hmm. direction, you know, that type of thing, because something's not working. Like you talked about how we react. I'm going to just use me, how I react around my home. Then I go out and teach to just the opposite, you know, of that. And it doesn't work too well. You know, the kids say, Dad, don't do that. You don't do that at home. So what's the,
that's
what we got to get to. Yeah, we got to get to that where people are being consistent. And that's what I love about God. At least he's consistent on what he says he's going to do. And that's, I think, what's not being taught today is the consistency and why, and also the impact, LaShawn, how we impact, you know, how the dads impact, how the mom impact. And we know the results, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but it's all about impact. But ladies and gentlemen, the book, I Am Not an Option, can help you have those discussions and help you have those wonderful strategic ideas that you can hopefully make a change in your home today. LaShawn, I love it. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to LaShawn on Power Connections. LaShawn, any more nuggets from the book before we move to the white towel message?
Well, and I do want to say this about the book. Know that it's geared mainly towards yourself. And helping you really begin mm-hmm. to look at yourself, because that's one of the missing elements is that even when Kevin said, well, we're not examining our homes, well, the first thing we need to examine actually is ourselves. And
that's
I know
correct.
That can be a scary process, but being willing to really look at yourself, not just the good things about you, but the things that you can improve upon. And by being willing to look at those things, ultimately, it makes you a better person. So whether you're a wife, a husband, you're dating, you're a mom or dad, it makes you a better person in all of your relationships. So even in the subtitle, you know, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship, because it really does begin with self.
Yes.
And for anyone who reads the book, make sure that you do the reflection lessons. When you find a chapter that really hits home for you, make sure that you do those reflection lessons. I put a lot of time and effort in creating those lessons so that people can learn and grow. And I actually will in a few months. I will be doing some workshops based on the book. So Kevin may be nice to have me back on the show to talk about those as well. But I feel that it's very important for us to make sure that we're moving forward. And so I put those reflection lessons in there. So again, if you buy a copy of the book, you read it, make sure you do those reflection lessons.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put it on all your social media. Come on, guys. You guys are tweeting out everything on the planet. I want you to put I Am Not an Option. I want you to go to the website first, but then I want you to be able to share that website out, IamNotAnOption.com. We do it all the time on our network. Matter of fact, LaShawn is a featured business and book on our network this month. So you guys do the same thing out there. I want you guys to push this. And LaShawn, also, too, I just sent your information over to Mr. Tyrone Smith, who's the CEO and founder of the W Network. And it's a networking group in the Atlanta area. So we want to have you out to share your book about that. And it's going to be awesome. I think the next one's in June.
Awesome.
So
wonderful.
We'll send that information to you later so you can come out and share. Live. That's what we're starting to do. We're starting to get back into the network. Yeah, we're starting to get back into the trenches here and
Absolutely.
Shaking hands and hugging necks and getting people to know who you are. You know, I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections. Yeah, go ahead, LaShawn.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention something really quick for
Absolutely.
Any of you out there. If you have a book club, and the members of your club just choose the book and everything else, make sure that you connect with me and if I can get there in person, that would be great. But if not, I most certainly wouldn't mind doing a conference call or some type of a video chat so that I can talk to the members of your book club about the book. I love doing those.
That's
those are awesome. So, let me know.
Oh, I love that, LaShawn. I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because I want to ask you the video chat. It's WhatsApp. They got, Zoom. and whatever. I don't know which ones you're on, but
it's more than I can name.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's
whatever one you guys are on. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So you guys start using the video chat. In fact, LaShawn, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's what we're doing. Just for the sake of time and this crazy traffic in Georgia, we make sure we maximize our time by using video chat. So if you can do it, video chat with LaShawn, guys, you need to hook up with her on video chat, but just set an appointment. Of course, check with her on her appointment and her side as well. But go to IamNotAnOption.com and put that comment in there, and she'll follow up with you as well. So that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we need to start using that video more and more as much as we can, you know, and because it's just a lot quicker and a lot safer. You don't have to be in traffic, and hope it'll minimize a potential accident on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Hey, guys, we are talking to LaShawn, intuitive truth coach, author, and wonderful speaker. As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, she specializes in helping women. And LaShawn, we're going to make a shift. Are you ready for the shift? Woo, can't wait for the shift.
I most certainly am.
All right, I want to move over to a minute. Matter of fact, you guys give us 30 seconds, LaShawn. We'll be right back with LaShawn. 30 seconds, guys. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, couldn't wait for that 30 seconds to get up there. So, Sean, I'm excited about you being with us. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us. We're with LaShawn, ladies and gentlemen, intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker. Our first half, we talked about the book, I Am Not an Option. We're going to shift right now, ladies and gentlemen, over to another powerful, powerful area that she has released, ladies and gentlemen, and she calls this the White Towel Messages. So we're excited about that. Y'all put your hand for LaShawn and the White Towel Messages. We're going to explain that in a minute. I love it. I love it. Hey, LaShawn, now we've got, just to let you know, I'll let you decide how you want to do it. We have the White Towel Messages intro. You know, we have that. And then we got the one that's titled... what is it I got here? Oh, yeah, the message. We got the intro to the White Towel Message. Then we got Get Back Up, the White Towel Message. So you let me know how you want to roll. You want to introduce the White Towel first, like kind of why you got started with that, and then, or do let the intro do it? However you want to do it.
You know what? Let's let the intro do it, and then we'll talk about it right after.
Sounds good. And then you want to run the Get Back Up, because I love, so we got to talk about that one. We're going to run, we'll do the backup later.
Yeah, I know. Kevin wants to hear that one. Absolutely.
That is a good one.
But go ahead and play that one first.
Absolutely. So we're going to do the intro, ladies and gentlemen, to LaShawn's wonderful, wonderful messages called the White Towel Message, Unapologetically. I love it. So she's, y'all get ready. Take some notes, guys. Take some notes and get ready to, you know, learn something from these wonderful opportunities there. Here we go. We'll be right back with you guys. It's about, give me about 5 minutes, okay? So, but we'll be right back after this intro from LaShawn. Okay, here we go.
Hey everyone, it's LaShawn McQuarrie. Welcome to the introduction to my White Towel video series. Now, I'm sure you're all wondering, why is LaShawn wearing a towel and why is this video in black and white? Is that a mistake? No, it's not. But let me start off with the towel. First of all, there will not be any wardrobe malfunctions. I am fully dressed up under here, so everybody just relax. It's not that type of video series. Secondly, when this vision, this idea came to me about doing these messages, the idea came for me to wear a white towel. And I really wasn't sure about it at first, but it really made a lot of sense. Because the core message in my videos is for us to get back to who we really are, to hone in, to focus, to relax, and to just allow ourselves to be. And sometimes, especially being a woman, we're so caught up in the hair and the nails and the makeup and the wardrobe that we're not focusing enough on what we really need and what's really important to us. And so I decided that, yes, I was going to go forward and do these messages in a white towel to represent just the purity and the cleanliness and just us, who we truly are as individuals. And I thought that that was a beautiful thing. So I said, yes, the white towel.
Then the idea to do it in black and white came to me, and I wasn't sure about that. But then I was watching A Wonderful Life around Christmas with my fiance. And we started off watching it in black and white, and it was really good. And about 20, 30 minutes into the movie, the video stopped. And some problem with Netflix, internet, I don't know. But we had to go and find it again. So once we did, rebooted everything, and then all of a sudden, the black and white version was gone, and we had to watch it in color. So we put it on in color. Didn't really want to do that because I was truly enjoying watching a black and white film. And then I realized something, and I was really glad that it happened. I noticed that all of a sudden I was looking at the flowers and the trees, and I was looking at all the stuff in the background, but I wasn't really paying attention to the actors and what they had to say and their expressions and everything that actors do to bring their characters alive. And then that made me think at that moment, when I realized what I was doing, I said, you know what? I do want to do my videos in black and white. And the additional concept of just having bare walls behind me instead of having books or pictures or paintings or something else behind me to add depth and dimension to the video, I decided that, you know, sometimes we don't need all those things. There are so many things that we have going on in life and so many things that we have added. And I think that sometimes we just need to stop, pause, time out. And just really focus on what's important to us. Are we happy? Are we living the life that we want to live? Where are we as a society? And there's so many different things going on in the world. And so my part of helping the world become a better place, helping the world become the place that I wish to see, is by stepping out there first and allowing myself to be on video, no makeup, not a bunch of wardrobe changes, just one woman sharing her heart, her love, her passion for people and them growing and developing into the people that they were sent here to be. So this is the whole concept of the white towel, the black and white, the bare background. It's just me and you. Just me talking to you from my heart. And I hope that you receive every message that I deliver this year. I plan to do one every week this year and send them out to you. And I'm hoping that if you enjoy these videos, that you will share them with your friends and family. Because I think right now that we all need someone to just say something that inspires us, makes us laugh, makes us remember who we really are and what we truly stand for as people, as loving beings, as a nation, as spiritual beings. Because at our core, that's who we really are. That's it for right now. But I'm looking forward to bringing you all the messages throughout the year 2019. That I really hope inspire, encourage, and bless your life in a very powerful way.
LaShawn, that's powerful, sis. That is powerful. Powerful.
Thank you.
That
thank
is
you.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah, that's
you.
It. Matter of fact, the White House needs to be listening to that right now. As you know, Congress,
thank
the
you.
House. Everybody up there needs to be listening to this. They need to just broadcast this bad boy way up there, and everybody just keep still and listen for a minute. And they probably get saved maybe too, LaShawn. So anyway, don't get me started on that one. But seriously, though, that was powerful, sis. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was LaShawn speaking. For those, that was right off the video from YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, and it's titled Intro to the White Towel by LaShawn. And ladies and gentlemen, that was powerful right there. It it was on YouTube. So I want everybody to go to YouTube because she got a tremendous series already on there. I believe I looked that up. I think she started 4 months ago starting this journey. So it looks great. Everything is good on there. Just powerful stuff there. I love it. So, yeah, one thing I wanted to ask you about, too, you talked about the towel and the black and white. And the thing that came to me, Sean, on why, well, not why, but the purpose of all of that, first of all, with the background being black and white, you got less distractions. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Less distractions.
Absolutely.
And like you said,
absolutely,
you're now listening to the actors. You're listening to the speaker. We're listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no background. I love it. And you're more focused, hopefully, on the message, right, that they're trying to put out there. So that's powerful. That was very good. I'm glad
right.
you did it that way.
And that was why I wanted to just allow the video to speak for itself. And it's funny because I haven't really listened to it since I produced it in January. That came out, I believe, like the second week of January.
I love it.
You know, it was important. Thank you. And it was just important for me to do the intro. And I always say to people, okay, when you go, make sure that you first go listen to the intro video and then watch the other ones, because I know that people have those questions, and that was the way the reason why I introed it that way. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. I'm happy about it.
I'm so proud of you on that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's LaShawn.
Thank you.
We just played her wonderful, wonderful messages there, ladies and gentlemen, called The White Towel Message Unapologetically by LaShawn. And again, you can go to YouTube. And you want to type in, ladies and gentlemen, you want to type in intro to the White Towel or intro to White Towel Messages, and make sure you put LaShawn's name in, and you'll see her wonderful face there on that one. But guys, I want you to do that and get that out there on your social media. I want you guys to push those out. Push them out. Push them out in social media. You guys are pushing all the other stuff out there. Push the good stuff out as well. I love it.
Right.
Amen. Hey, LaShawn, now, are you ready? Are you ready for me to get into the get back up? White Towel Message.
Yes,
I love this one.
This is Kevin's favorite.
This is awesome, guys. I love it. And we're going to talk about it on the back end. But ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kevin Vaughn and LaShawn on the Power Connections. And we are highlighting Sean's wonderful messages titled The White Towel Message, and messages on YouTube as well. And I've got another one. I'm getting ready to key it up here. And it says, Get Back Up. It's titled, Get Back Up. Hold on, guys. Here we go. This is awesome.
Hey, everyone. It's LaShawn McQuarrie with another White Towel Message. Today, I'd like to share with you a story. A couple years ago, myself and my fiance, we had lunch with a good friend of his and his little boy. And as we were leaving the restaurant, the little boy happened to fall on the ground, pretty much in between the curb and where the car was parked. And when his dad saw him, he immediately said, "Get up, son." And it was in a very powerful and authoritative voice. And my fiance and I, you know, we wanted to rush to the little boy's rescue because it was just an accident and his dad didn't see when he fell. So we thought we would come in and say, "Hey, you know, he fell, take it a little easy." And his dad said to us, "Well, none of that matters. I get that he fell. But what I want him to do is get back up. How he fell, why he fell, none of that matters. All I want to see him do is get back up." I love this story. And I'm sure many of you know where I am going with this story. Because it doesn't matter where you are in life, what happened, heartbreak, bankruptcy, a business didn't go the way you wanted it to go, foreclosure, whatever type of issue you have faced in life. It doesn't matter what happened, but what does matter is that you get back up. Of course, hopefully if you made a mistake, you've learned your lesson, but now that you've learned the lesson, move forward. So as that very wonderful dad said to his son, and it was a very great lesson, where I learned something, my fiance learned something, and hopefully the little boy did as well. And that is, it doesn't matter when, where, or how you fell, but what does matter is that you get back up.
LaShawn, that was brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. Woo-hoo. Oh, man, we got to talk about this one because this is good stuff. See, this is how kings, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens are developed from their moms and dads.
Yeah.
It's powerful. I love it. LaShawn, can you tell us a little bit about what you got out of all of that, too? I'm going to let you go first. What do you get out of your own words there today?
You know, it's funny because, again, and I'm glad we're doing this because I seldom go back because I'm just moving forward to the next video, to the next book signing, to the next, that I don't pause to actually go back and listen to what I've already created.
Right.
And so hearing that now, even though I knew, I remember the message, I remember what it was about, but it's funny listening to it now, but I really do. I remember that day as if it just happened. And I also remember my fiance and I having a conversation about that, and we were both like, wow, okay, great message, really powerful message. So that was one of the days where I was sitting around, because sometimes I kind of draw a blank on what my topic is going to be for the week. And I believe that was one of those weeks. And then all of a sudden, that story came back to me. And I was like, oh, here it is. Get back up, you know. So you know, I recorded it, and there you go. Great message.
That's powerful. Oh, it is an awesome message, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys will get go to YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, for that one as well. You guys want to go to the White Tail Message, Unapologetically by LaShawn. We want you to listen to the intro White Tail Message first, so you can get a background on that. And then, you know, she got a bunch of them, but the one of the best ones, I think, or they're all good, but the one back up, Get Back Up, ladies and gentlemen, White Tail, you got to hear that and let your children hear that one as well, and probably incorporate that in your to your family. And LaShawn, one thing I got excited about is the fact, and of course I wasn't there, but I can kind of relate to that. I think everybody's fell down one time or another, but unless your child is in danger, you know, I'm sure it would have been a different situation had he been in danger. You know, he would have snatched him up. You guys snatched him up. Totally different situation. But we're talking about building character now in that son or in that daughter. That's what I got excited about, the fact that he heard his dad's voice, y'all's voices, to get back up. And of course, he's going to use that for the rest of his life. I don't care what situation it is, whether he lost money, lost the house, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you'll think about it. That's what I got to ask. And that, no matter what happens, get back up and keep it moving.
Well, and you know what's interesting about that too, Kevin, is that I've noticed that over time, and I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of millennials, and what I'm hearing is that, you know, so many of their parents do everything for them.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I don't want them to fail, and, you know, that whole attitude, and it's just like, wow. And it's just like, but do you realize as much as it as uncomfortable as it is, we learn from our failures. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from all the trials and errors. So if you're removing all those things from your child, how are they going to manage?
You know, they're not going to do it.
Always remember, you're not always going to be here. You know,
that's
and your child
that's
needs to be able to make it, whether you are here or not, whether you're in the room or not, whether you're available to save them or not. They need to be able to survive. And so, teaching them to pick themselves back up.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Pick yourself back up and get up and keep moving forward. That's just a very valuable life lesson.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And I think that sometimes as adults, we go through and you know, sometimes we have such a difficult time that we forget that ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, somebody
that's why I loved
divorce, and then they go bankrupt, and you know, and it seems like this snowball effect of bad situations occurring in that person's life. They forget to get back up, and so sometimes, you know, even on the last Avengers movie, I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching Thor walk around with a big stomach, and they were all depressed, and just why? Because they just sat down on life. They began to become hopeless. But hope was restored, and what did they do? They got back up, and they came together. Did you also notice that? And I love that movie. A lot of you, if you didn't see it, go see it. But it was really great in that when everybody was down, they were separate. But all the other great people, they weren't coming together with the great people. They were all off on their own, doing their own whatever. But when they came back together, that's when everybody decided to stand back up, you know, to get back up and actually walk in their greatness, you know, and I love that.
Absolutely, exactly. That's powerful. That is powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to the wisdom of LaShawn, ladies and gentlemen, intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker who specializes in helping women. We're talking this segment, ladies and gentlemen, of the White Tail Messages Unapologetically by LaShawn. They're on YouTube. I want you guys to go out to YouTube and listen to all of them and share those all out. You know, LaShawn, I was thinking about, too, that particular one, get back up. See, that's the type of message you're putting into I'm not an option. I mean, that's what it's all about. It segues right into that, you know, as far as the wisdom of getting back up, because we want people to get back up, know that you're not an option, and keep it moving. You know, you got to keep
it
moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But all that,
yeah,
it can tie in all of that, you know? Absolutely.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
So we're so proud of you for putting that wisdom out there for women specifically, and for really for anybody, but we're focusing on women out there that need that encouragement and to know how special you are. And we're going to let LaShawn tell you about that in her own words, how really special you really are and who you are and what you're all about, that you may not even know who you are yet, but you're still there. You know, it's interesting, Sean. I always use the simple, it's amazing how the simple things like get back up can change a nation, you know, if they just do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Change a city, can change a family. Just get back up together, you know, just amazing. So I get excited, but I was just thinking about a diamond. You know, a diamond could be convinced that it's a rock, you know, but it's not a rock. It's a diamond. It don't know that yet, but when it realizes who it is, he was always a diamond, you know what I'm saying? He was always there, but people tell you this and that, but you were never none of that. That's the thing. He was always who you really are inside, but it's just got to come out. So we got to encourage our people to do that. We want to encourage women, we want to encourage men, we want to encourage our children to do that. So we're listening to the wonderful voice of this wonderful person, LaShawn Lee Jimmer, on Power Connections. I love it. You know, one thing too, LaShawn, did we hear about the inspiration of these coming up, the name and everything, the White Town? I mean, what inspired you to even start that? Jeez.
That again, this was another, you know, produced and directed by God. This was just something that just came to me as I was just sitting around in my meditative time and you know, and just feeling like there was something that needed to be said. You know, and being willing to use my voice, because it's not always easy to be transparent. Mm-hmm. But
no,
I did so in the book, and then I said, okay, am I really going to put this series out here on YouTube? And I said, yes, I'm going to go along with it, you know, and this one was a little bit more challenging for me, you know, and to be quite honest, the reason for that is I do not like taking pictures, I do not like being in videos, and for the longest, I couldn't stand to listen to my own voice. So for me to be able to listen to you play these recordings and enjoy it, because years ago what I would have done, Kevin, I would have told you to text me when you were done. And so this in and of itself, it is an evolution of me. So you guys are really watching me grow. I know a lot of times when people look at speakers and life coaches and you think that, oh, they're perfect, they don't have any mistakes, and the truth about that is we are always growing and learning right along with you. It's just that a lot of times you don't know what pains your coach or your teacher has, and so this was an obstacle of mine, you know, being willing to really put myself out there. And sometimes it's still a little bit of a challenge, but I go for it. And I knew that once I started, I said, because if I start this, I'm going to continue it. I'm not going to start it and drop it, because there are other video things that I've done and I kind of started and didn't finish and that whole thing. But I said, no, this is going to be a continuation. And so this is like a graduation for me.
I love it. Yeah, I hear you.
As other people are growing and learning, I am as well.
Amen. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the voice of LaShawn on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker. She speaks to women, ladies and gentlemen, helping them move forward. And a wonderful book, I Am Not an Option. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about that in her wonderful videos, The White Towel Messages, ladies and gentlemen, unapologetically by LaShawn. I want to encourage you guys to go to the websites, IamNotAnOption.com, IamNotAnOption.com, and then LaShawn Query, LaShawn.com, LaShawn McCrary.com. You can get more information as well on both of those websites. And if you got any problems, guys, give me a call at 404-410-233, 404-410-233, and I'll make sure LaShawn gets any information concerning her network and her books and videos as well. Thank you so much for that. Well, LaShawn, we want to give you the final some final words of wisdom there. Anything you want to say to the network as we wrap it up? I know you got other things to do tonight, but whatever you want to say on your heart, take your time. What would you leave us with, some takeaways, some specific takeaways? And before you start that, you know, one thing we're doing, LaShawn, we're going to have April 2020 Men's Conference. And one thing we're going to be doing is talking about real stuff. We're not going to be eating a lot of food. We ain't going to be in music. We're going to get down to some nitty gritty stuff on what's going on with men today. Now, the women can come, you know, the wives can come and the fiancés can come, but we're going to be talking about real men talk issues because men are hurting also. We're going to be talking about that. But tonight, LaShawn, what is our takeaways? And I want you to give us a call to action tonight as well, whatever you want to say. Take it away, my dear.
Thank you. First of all, I would love to be a speaker at that conference. I know I'm a woman, but I think I do very well at perspective and
helping
people to the other side. So no problem. Consider that, Kevin. All right.
Yeah, no problem.
And my takeaway, what I would love for everybody to do, first of all, I'm not making the videos for me. I'm making them for you. So I want everyone to make sure you go to YouTube or go to one of the websites, click on the link so that you can sign up, get the newsletter, as well as subscribe to the Whitetail Message so that you can be a subscriber. Also, buy the book. If anything I've said here today has, you know, really piqued your interest, make sure that you get it. It really is a great read, and it's going to help you. And finally, I would love to say to all of you, and this is also my charge to all of you tonight, is to make sure that you are living your life in a way that says, I am not an option, that your mind is not an option, that your heart is not an option, that your body is not an option, that your thoughts, your ideas, that your purpose, that none of those things are an option. I challenge you this evening to make sure that you do those things.
I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful voice of LaShawn, ladies and gentlemen, intuitive truth coach, author, and speaker on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Guys, we're just having a great time with her today. We've been talking about her wonderful book, I Am Not an Option. You guys need to get that. You need to give it away to gifts. You know, we got a lot of graduates that need to have that in their possession right now as a gift and as something they need to carry on the rest of their life as well. So I want to encourage everybody to get that book, I Am Not an Option, for their family members as well. And in addition to that, you know, we got birthdays, LaShawn, they got Christmas coming up. Y'all can start ordering now for Christmas and all the different So we want to give everybody no excuses for getting that book, ladies and gentlemen. But also, too, don't forget the Whitetail Messages Unapologetically by LaShawn on YouTube. And, guys, you'll be hearing more about that through our network as well. And, LaShawn, of course, you know, you're always welcome back to the Power Connect family here. You are part of the family already. So any updates, any news, any places you're going to be speaking, just let us know. We'll put it out there. Audio, anything you want to promote, we'll put it out there on the network. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
There.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. No problem. And also, too, we want to give your wonderful husband a shout out, too, as well, for letting you come on. Thank you so much for that. And, LaShawn, any final thoughts?
Live life powerfully and happily and help and make sure that you're healthy. That's all.
Oh, I love it. That's great, LaShawn. Hey, love the wisdom. I love the wisdom, LaShawn, ladies and gentlemen. Your mom and dad raised you right there, LaShawn, on that one, buddy. Just exciting. We give honor to your family. We give honor to her husband and everybody that she touches as well. Hey, LaShawn has been our power connection, ladies and gentlemen, power connector tonight with Kevin Vaughn. She's an intuitive coach, truth coach, author, and speaker. Again, her wonderful website, iamnotanoption.com. I want you guys to blow that site up. I don't care if you're in Africa, South Africa, if you're in Egypt, guys, Asia. This network is listened to all across the globe. So you guys listening across the globe, I want you to go to iamnotanoption.com and order the book for your town, for your city, for your state, for your province, whatever you got over there. You know, keep it moving. And, of course, you can go to LaShawnMcQuarrie.com. If you got any problems, guys, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. I love it. Well, LaShawn, I tell you, I'm excited. We want you to have a great rest of the evening, LaShawn, and have a great weekend coming up. I guess we got a holiday on Monday, right? Everybody should be relaxing a little bit on Monday, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, I love it. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, LaShawn. Tell everybody hi, and we'll have LaShawn back in the future, guys. Thank you so much for your time. Hey, guys, we're going to leave you with something real quick. LaShawn was awesome, guys. I want you guys to definitely go to that website, IamNotAnOption.com. The white towel messages are awesome. You're going to learn a lot. Just have a pen and paper handy and take some notes and then teach that to yourself. Teach it to others as well. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this real quick. Hey, always remember Jesus is Lord, and always, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And we'll see you next time. And we thank LaShawn for being with us tonight on Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on the network. And you guys enjoy yourself. Always smile. Help somebody else smile. Give somebody a hug. I think LaShawn uses that occasion. Give somebody a hug, ladies and gentlemen. Shake somebody's hand. Give them a hug and they'll let you kiss them on the cheek. You know, families and stuff. Go ahead and kiss them on the cheek. Just give them a hug and let them know how special they are. And we give them, and I'll definitely make a big difference in their life. Sometimes just people want a hug. I remember last week, somebody was on YouTube, on Facebook, LaShawn, somebody was on Facebook, said, oh, I just want a hug. They just wanted a hug. Just wanted a hug. I said, wow. So nobody, I don't know if they got the hug, but they were looking for a hug off of Facebook. That's not good. So we got to get better, right? So let's start hugging our family members better, hugging our loved ones better, and just having a great time with our lives as well. We got to keep it simple, guys. Don't make it hard. It's not that hard. Just continue to love, 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 and forgive, 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 and continue to pray. Sometimes you got to fast, right, depending on what's going on, but continue to do that. And we love you here on Power Connections. Hey, have a great one, guys. Talking too much here. I got to get out of here. See you later, Don. This is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and LaShawn. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.